It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Knowles-Nelson Land Stewardship Program works to conserve Wisconsin's public lands. It's existed in some form for around 35 years.
Now, lawmakers are seeking to reauthorize the program before it expires next summer.
Legislative Democrats and Republicans and Governor Evers are all working towards some version of reauthorization of the program, which uses state funding to buy and maintain land for conservation.
But they each have different ideas on the details, and they're not small differences either.
For example, right now the program gets a little over $33 million a year. A Republican proposal would decrease that number to $28.25 million.
Meanwhile, Democrats call for almost twice that amount, $72 million, and the governor's original budget proposal called for a higher number.
Vincent Moresi is a Democratic state representative for Wisconsin's 71st Assembly District in the Stevens Point area. He authored the Democrats' version of a bill that would reauthorize the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. Representative Moresi, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Rob. I really appreciate you taking the time to cover this important topic.
Big picture, why are you looking to reinstate, to let this program not expire, and to boost the funding for Knowles-Nelson?
Yeah, well, Knowles-Nelson stewardship is basically what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin. We have a deep conservation heritage. We have a deep hunting and fishing tradition here in Wisconsin. I know myself, I'm a avid hunter, fisherman. I love to paddle, get out and hike and take my kids out in the woods. And having that access to public lands is incredibly important. I consider myself a public landowner. And I think most Wisconsinites do. We want to get out there and enjoy the woods and just connect with nature on a deeper way.
You're calling in your bill for a substantial increase to the Knowles-Nelson program. Republicans saying, hey, or Republican authors of a rival proposal saying, let's keep it, trim the funding a little bit. The governor had a much bigger number in his budget. Make the case for the funding level you're looking for here.
Having evaluated both of the proposals, the governor's at $100 million per year for 10 years, and the Republican proposal, which I considered, you know, almost life support or barely life support, I saw the disparity there. And my colleague, Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, and I, we saw that there was room for compromise. We saw that there is a place for us to meet in the middle in duration, in program costs, and how we actually manage this fund. So I see this as the bridge between the governor's proposal and the Republican proposal, and I'm hoping that Republican lawmakers will come to the table and have meaningful dialogue on how this is going to look.
We invited some of your Republican colleagues. None of them could fit it into their schedule today. I want to give a listen, though, to Representative Tony Kurtz, Republican of Waniwok. He talked to our reporter Danny Kading earlier this year, talking about that how this is managed that you mentioned, the oversight of Knowles-Nelson. Here's a listen.
There are some people that want to have oversight, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. Being on the Joint Finance Committee, I reviewed a lot of those projects. Some projects I had issues with, and we called stakeholders, we called the DNR, we actually worked through them in my office, and then we listed our objections. So there's ways to do that.
So it gets a little complicated here, Representative Moresi, but a state Supreme Court decision limited the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee's power to block these programs in the Knowles-Nelson Fund. You've got a different idea of how it would be managed. Republicans want to take back some of that authority. What are your thoughts on what kind of oversight there should be in approving purchases, especially under the Knowles-Nelson program?
Well, the case you're referring to is Markline v. Evers. And it was settled in court. The governor, or once the money is appropriated, the governor and the appropriate agency has the power to allocate that money how they see fit. We're actually proposing another balance, another bridge. We see that, you know, it's a non-starter to have the DNR allocate all the money themselves. So we wanted to bring a 17-member Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Board. Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Board, which includes staff, it includes legislators, it includes the conservationists, includes businesses and scientists, members of the public, our tribal nations, a member from the Ice Age Trail Alliance. It brings stakeholders and actual professionals to the table to understand and to deliberate on the merits of how the money is allocated. And then that recommendation is given to the governor. So we're really bringing the best and the brightest to this, rather than having more micromanagement by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee.
In response to this particular part of your bill, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, in a statement said, quote, spending taxpayer dollars is the job of the elected state legislature, not a bunch of political hacks that are handpicked by the governor. I can't understand why elected Democrats would try to shift power from the people to unelected bureaucrats, end quote. What's your response to the speaker?
I don't see unelected bureaucrats in this. I see professionals and people with the bipartisan interest to preserve the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. We are proposing to have appointed elected officials on that board. We are proposing to have DNR staff on that board. We are proposing to have members of our hunting and angling community and conservation groups on that board. These aren't political hacks. The only political hacks are the partisan, hyper-partisan elected officials who are trying to make headlines rather than actually doing the stewardship work that we need to be doing in Wisconsin. That's what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin. It's when we come together in a bipartisan way to make this program happen. It's been a 35-year tradition to make sure that this program was funded by, and it was started by a Republican governor and a Democratic governor named after them and signed into law by Governor Tommy Thompson. So we have a tradition to do this. We can come together to make it happen. And that's why I'm looking forward to working with the less hyper-partisan members of the Republican Assembly to make this happen. Because I think when cooler heads prevail, we can accomplish really great things here in Wisconsin.
Vincent Moresi is with us, Democratic State Representative in the Assembly in the Stevens Point area, looking at efforts to extend the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. It uses state money to buy and conserve land around the state. Along that idea that there's prospect for compromise, I want to give another listen to Republican Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz on that topic.
We collectively have to realize that for the good of the program and to make sure the program is viable and stay viable, and I think we need to work together to get something passed.
And in that quote and other comments from Democrats and Republicans on this, Representative Moresi, I'm hearing a lot of this. Hey, this is our starting point. There's going to be compromise. We're going to work towards something. What are those conversations looking like now that both sides have plans on the table?
Hey, I have a deep respect for Representative Kurtz. I appreciate the fact that he brought this to the table to keep, life support on this program. When I saw his proposal, I thought, hey, I'm a bridge builder. I can bridge the divide between the governor's proposal and Representative Kurtz. And I think that's the proposal that Senator Jody Havish-Sinikin and myself have put forward. I think it's a great place to land for our community, great place for our state. Is it enough funding? No. We could invest countless dollars into the conservation funding because it's critical. It's critical for our state's tourism industry. It's critical for combating climate change. We really need to be investing more into this program. But we brought a compromise to the table, and we're hoping that that is the starting point where we can meet together and make good things happen for the state of Wisconsin. I just see more hunting, more fishing, more paddling, more trails, more maintenance, more development with our proposal. And I think that's what the people of Wisconsin want.
One concern we've had over the last couple of few years, and this has been brought to the table by Republican lawmakers from northern Wisconsin in particular, is that, hey, we've got some local communities who are all for the idea of conservation, but they're worried that, hey, the state is coming in, setting off big chunks of land that then they can't develop, they can't collect local taxes, property taxes on. And they don't want that to be imposed on them from the outside without their input. What do you say to those particular concerns about Knowles Nelson?
Yeah, I think we can do, it's a both and, right? I think we can have land set aside for public use and access, but we also need to be looking at how we're allocating shared revenue in our state. Small communities in rural Wisconsin need more money in their budgets, but Republican-controlled legislature has prevented that from happening for the past nearly 15 years now. We need to look at how that funding formula and how we're going to approach that so we can still do conservation programs like this, which boosts the tourism industry, but also, you know, make sure that we keep our small communities whole.
One finer point in the two bills is how we prioritize new purchases under Knowles Nelson versus maintaining old purchases. The Republican plan, as I understand it, moves that current maintenance to the top of the list, new purchases down. A, do I have that right? And B, how do you see compromise on those priorities?
Yeah, I think your assessment of the Republican plan is correct. We saw that maintenance component of the Republican bill, and we incorporated that into our bill as well. We can all agree that our state parks and public lands need more investment in terms of their maintenance so we can have greater access and also safety. I was hiking over in High Cliff a few weekends ago, and I went down a trail where there was washed out railroad ties and rebar sticking up out of the ground, and it was dangerous. It was very dangerous. And those are the kinds of projects that I want to see prioritized as well. As a construction professional, I love to see things that are tidy and clean and well, you know, put together well. And I think our state parks and some of our more heavily used public lands could use a little TLC right now. And that's a point of agreement. And that's what I want to focus on, is where we agree and how we can actually make those things happen.
And briefly, this is set to expire next summer. Do you have a timeline in mind that's going to make this change before it expires?
Well, I urge my Republican colleagues to read and evaluate the bill that we launched last week, and please sign on. I would like to get this done as soon as possible because, you know, it's almost hunting season, and I'd rather be out hunting than debating bills on the floor. So let's get this done so we can all enjoy this fall's hunting weather and the great fall colors in the state of Wisconsin, and come together for an excellent bipartisan solution.
Representative Moresi, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you both for having me, and I look forward to further discussions.
That's Vincent Moresi, Democratic State Representative for Wisconsin's 71st Assembly District in the Stevens Point area. We talked about the Democrats' proposed reauthorization of a land conservation program set to expire next summer.